You're listening to the Coffee Hour. It is Rally Week. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And in studio with us today for Rally Week, the Reverend Bart Day, President and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Man, oh man, twice in a month.
It's a lot. Almost too much.
I don't know if I can handle this.
On the Coffee Hour. Oh, Bart, good to have some time with you again today. Be in studio and people making faces at you through the glass.
It's great to be with you, and somebody needs to get Will Wheaton out of the building. Stop staring at us, William.
He's just walking by. We're so grateful for him. Thy strong word. He has that every day.
Been there and done that with him a few times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you've been on there with him.
It's always
studying
fun.
God's word. Well, LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Just a quick recap. What is LCEF all about today?
LCEF is the non-for-profit financial arm of the LCMS that exists to allow investors to put money on deposit with us so that we can take those monies to make loans to help the church expand. So we're here to provide those financial resources to the church and to our church workers. So that they're able to make ministries grow and thrive around the world.
How do you do that boldly? Mm-hmm. How do you do that boldly?
Well, you do it boldly by assuring that people understand the focus of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I think the boldness is in the proclamation of the gospel that people could go to secular banks. They can invest their money anywhere. They can go borrow money from other places. But LCF is really not just about the money. It's not just about the figures, but it's really about who stands behind those figures. So it's really about ministry for us. LCF, I think, really boldly wants to get ministries to dream about the future and to think about the possibilities of what they could do, and then really come alongside and help them form that vision and mission and core values, help them create strategic plans, bring the ministry support alongside that may be teaching about stewardship, and then make sure that when they're ready, those funds are available to them.
How has LCEF partnered with KFUO?
Well, I think all of the corporate-wide entities, all of those of us who are serving the church in some unique way, Concordia Plans, Foundation, CPH, Historical Institute, KFUO, LCEF, I mean, I think we all see that we're kind of auxiliary to the church, and none of us are given kind of the core ministry to do, but we are there to help in very special ways that many other church bodies don't have these kind of things. I mean, don't have radio stations, don't have church extension funds or plans or foundations where people can leave endowments to serve the future ministries of the church. So I think the LCMS is quite unique that our forefathers kind of set up all of these agencies. So LCF wants to partner and work with KFUO because you're the voice of Lutheranism around the world. I mean, you are our worldwide KFUO. So partnering with you in that gospel proclamation, assuring that that message is going to the ends of the earth, is something that LCF wants to be a part of. And we want to do that with you, just like we want to support people putting their endowments with the foundation and purchasing great literature and books and resources from CPH. And I think we're really all in this together to help support and expand the church. So we love doing it with you at KFUO.
We have a shared mission. The shared mission ultimately is the proclamation of the gospel, supporting word and sacrament ministry.
Absolutely, which means we're supporting where that's happening down tangibly on the ground in congregations.
And so, you know, proclaiming the word here, supporting congregations, supporting pastors throughout the week with that proclamation of the gospel is one of the things that we get to do here. And it's just a joy. You mentioned, you know, getting to be on with Pastor Whedon on Thy Strong Word earlier, just to be able to study God's word and to hear that throughout the week. That's what we're all about. And so glad to have LCEF as a partner in doing that and in proclaiming that good news of Jesus. Anything else that you see that we have in common, that the LCEF and KFUO have in common in our gospel work? I put you on the spot.
Wow. Is there more? Well, I mean, I know recently we've been partnering with you with some of our resources at Ministry Support, coming alongside to kind of partner with you to work through Vision Path to help you think about vision, mission, core values, a strategy to help you think about how you do stewardship in the fund development realm to support the mission and ministry of KFUO. So those are the kind of resources that LCF has that we provide to congregations or districts or schools or to other agencies like KFUO. So I think that's been a great way for us to bring some of our resources and expertise to help you expand your ministry into the future.
Yeah. Many of our listeners heard that announcement just a few weeks ago, you know, inviting the listeners, especially local listeners, to come be a part of that focus group so that we could plan for the future, keeping focused on Christ and what he's given us to do, looking at what has been entrusted to us and how to do that faithfully. And we are grateful. We had a great turnout for that and some LCEF leadership with the Vision Path team to come help us do that and moving forward with that. Excited about it.
Well, there is something about being bold that means we need to take some risk. Mm-hmm. And the world is changing. The context in which the church is living is changing. So the context in which LCF works, you know, we need to find models that are sustainable in the future financially for LCF, and we have to find a way to be relevant at LCF to a changing church. I would say some of those same things are true about KFUO. So we have to be a bit risky. We have to step outside of maybe the norm of how we've done things in the past and actually look for new, bold ways to connect with the church and support the church in the future.
Sure. You know, we started with AM radio in 1924, and that was cutting edge technology at the time. Still using that today, but now, Sarah, how many ways are we using technology to proclaim the gospel? And I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, because Sarah's covering like six of those ways. With social media.
Podcasting. Live streaming.
The other day we were working back in the cubicles and Sarah was just like doing an inventory of all the podcasts, some of the stuff, the historic stuff we have too.
We have a lot.
And she gave me the number of how many like podcast series we have.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I just hadn't done the math before. I didn't realize how many we had out there. And so grateful that we could do that, you know, that we can share in a variety of ways. You know, having that broad number of podcasts means that, yes, we have Bible studies, but we also have programs like this, like the Coffee Hour, where we get to address a variety of topics with a Lutheran worldview as well. What does it mean to be a Lutheran? What does it mean to be a Christian in today's society? And how do we go about that faithfully, whether it's conversations or how we invest and be good stewards of that which is entrusted to us? So we're very grateful to have that partnership, your partnership, LCEF. Thanks so much for being a part of that. And thanks for being a part of Rally Week with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. I love being with both of you.
And as being, you know, with us here on Rally Week, we're so grateful for your partnership. We have some great Christmas music for you and your family to enjoy. A CD from our friends at St. Paul's Music Conservatory.
Great.
In Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Wonderful.
And so we'll share that with you and some other KFUO swag. So thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you. My pleasure. Anytime.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.